Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we have a notable author that's here to share with us some inspiration. We're going to have some inner self inspiration. We're going to be able to connect with life situations that we all deal with and be able to experience that together. I think that being able to have emotion and connection is so powerful. It's even more important now than ever, being mindful, being aware, being able to express yourself and have those feelings and be able to connect with other people. Joining me today is Rosalind McLean. Rosalind is a Caribbean author from the Commonwealth of Dominica and a best-selling author of Oceans of Thought Book 1 and Oceans of Thought Book 2. They're an inspirational walk through the inner self, life, and history. And we're going to be talking about that today. We're going to have a lot of motivation today. We're going to feel good today on today's show. Rosalind, so great to have you on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Ashley. Thank you so much for inviting me to your show. I really appreciate it. And I'm doing good, thanks. A lot of sunshine outside. So it's going to shine some light on this interview.
Amazing. And we had a great discussion yesterday on the phone, and it's awesome to meet you. And I love that you are so direct and you put out these feelings and emotions that I think we all feel, but you're able to articulate it so well. Tell me a little bit more about what the creation of Oceans of Thought, how that came to be birthed.
I'll start like this. I have been writing for quite a long while, since I'm a child. I've been doing a lot of poetry readings, and I would be taping my voice. In those days, there were no cell phones, so I would just use a cassette tape. And so I have all this work I had saved. And my sister had passed away, and, you know, I've been writing, and then the pandemic hit. There was a pandemic. And I've been working from home and had all this extra time because I would write at night. And so I just kept writing my feelings and writing the situation, what happened around her passing away, and writing other life experiences. And then my daughter said, "Mommy, why don't you start a book?" And I had absolutely no idea how to start this book. So I did some research. She told me, "Look online, you'll find somebody." And that's what I did. I looked online and I found a coach named Nat Mitchell, and I messaged him as to how to, if he's legit, let me know, because you find all these people online. And he responded. And 3 months later, I had a bestseller. I took his course as to how to put my work in a book form, because I had all my material, but I had no way how. And he guided me in his class, in his course, and that's how I started putting the work in, sharing my work with everyone.
That's amazing. It's great that you're able to put that together and being a best-selling book on top of that. And so let's talk about, let's jump into Oceans of Thought, Book 1. One of my favorite poems by you is "Yes, She's My Sister Too." Give us some backstory on that, and I'd like you to read it in a little bit, too, but give us some backstory on that poem and where that came from emotionally.
Okay. My sister Yvonne and I were very close growing up, as through her life. And she fell sick. She fell ill and became paraplegic. So she was like that for at least 8 years before she passed. And, being away from home, I was away from home, so I'm not there actually to see what was actually going on. A lot was hidden from me, so And with that being said, sometimes you feel like you're left out, or things are happening around, with family, and you feel ostracized because you're left out of decisions. And this actually inspired me to put this down. To write this, and through the poetry, you'd find where I'm asking for, to speak to her or asking for, you know, to let her know I'm calling. And it's like I was literally begging, trying to get to reach to her during her last you know, days. So basically, this is why I wrote this one, to help relieve, help heal myself from those emotions. You know, it caught on to everyone who read it. And, you know, they asked the same question, why? I said, because I had to relieve myself and heal myself from those emotions. And so that's why I did She's My Sister Too. In other words, I'm letting them know at home and other people, Yvonne is my sister too. So don't leave me out of decisions. Don't leave me out of what's happening. I need to know as well. And, you know, that's basically what happened with this one.
There are so many people, I think, listening to the show right now, too, that have been in that position where you have a family member, a sister or a brother, and you're left out of decisions. You're left out of being told what's happening. It's almost like you're not getting the information. You know, recently we dealt with a situation with a relative that passed away, and, you know, we didn't get the information for several days, actually. And it's really challenging when you deal with that, because we are family. And there's that emotion, and then there's that disconnect, but it also feels like we're kind of not being included in something that we should be included in.
Exactly. It's exactly why I wrote it, and exactly the feeling I had. For all those years, you know, they were like, having had challenges for all those years and not being included at all. Sometimes it's like, you know, like you're begging, asking for information, and it shouldn't be like that. But I believe, too, that no one really knew how close my sister and I were. Because, you know, all through her life, we were very tight. But like, sometimes people miss that. They miss seeing that connection. And they react in their own way. So, you know, that's part of it, too.
Yeah. It's so powerful. And I know that a lot of people that are listening have been through that. And you're right. They might not understand the closeness. But sometimes I feel that some people get all wrapped up into certain things, and then some people get into the control factor of it, and they start controlling things, and they don't allow the other people to be involved.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. You know, they feel like it's a power control, you know. And it feels like you are the weaker one because you're on the outside. Well, I'm away from the home. So it feels like I'm the weak one of the bunch. So it's okay for these activities to be going on as far as they are concerned, as far as the mind may concern, and not include me. Or maybe that's the way I felt, but I think my feelings were real.
I think your feelings are right on, because we experienced that as well, and it was crushing for us, because it was a little different because the person passed away. It wasn't like they went through a lot of, you know, physical, you know, they weren't in the hospital for a long time, but they passed away, and we didn't find out for days, and we were the only one that wasn't local. So it's like, that's not fair. We still have feelings. We still have emotions. They're still our family. It still matters. But again, it felt like a control factor. And it's exactly. Just not the time to be controlling in a family situation like that.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. Yeah. You're right on this one.
Can you read us some, or would you mind reading some of She's My Sister Too, or would you like to read the whole poem? Either way, whatever you prefer.
Yes, I could. Definitely, I would read, you know, I'll close it according to how it's, you know, how it goes. All right,
perfect.
Thank you. I definitely will read it. Yes, She's My Sister Too, and I'll just flow with the time, you know, the time given to read it. Floods of emotions, ocean waves flow. Rivers of waters, tears overflow. What happened? Alarming fit, strange sacrifice, daring conflict. You headed the team. Knowledge and wit, tight-lipped, momentous tip. Yes, she's my sister too. Continuous conversations we shared, intelligent, creative beam. You stuck by my hip. With sister glue, we were inseparable. We were very close. Everything, it seemed. What happened? You halted on pressured feet. Yes, she's my sister too. A gifted pianist you were. from childhood throughout life. You gave of yourself. You gave to family. Pure selfless service all through your life. You were brilliant in your prestigious career. Diligent through your work and in music and dance and culture. You were a rare gem with a sweet, gentle love and humble spirit. You were specially chosen with a genuine heart and strong faith. Yet, you suffered through the stigma of unfavorable threats, shadowed with your beautiful personality, your spreads of joy, your precious smiles, your hearty welcomes. You told me all. You told me all. Yes. Yes. She's my sister too. Last text message from you. Go into the hospital. Don't call me now. Words unforeseen. No previous warning of your failing health. Distress unmeasured. Discontentment prevailed. Say hi and bye. Hurtful cry. She must not be stressed. Shocked. I complied. Yes, she's my sister too. Numerous phone calls unanswered. Numerous text messages unreturned. Numerous inquiries unfulfilled. Moments of continuous plea undelivered. Travel plans unresolved. Conflicted demands overall. Tell her. She can hear. Tell her. It is me. Precious moments, irreplaceable. Yes, she is my sister too. Then she was told. She stared, looking at the sound of my name. At last, she knew I was calling. At last, that fateful morning. At last, she heard my name. At last, just one more time. At last, peace. In transition. Yes, she's my sister too. Floods of emotions, ocean waves flow, rivers of waters, tears overflow. It was written in June 2017.
That is very powerful. Rosalind, thank you so much. This is awesome. Stay tuned. When we return, we're going to be talking about seniors, about their value, about how they're important in our life and how we need to show some respect in that situation. We're going to be talking about the river banks, and you'll learn more about that, unexplained absences, the silent bully, and more. And don't forget that Rosalind will be sharing her golden nuggets of wisdom at the end of the show, which I ask all of the folks that come on the show to share, because I think we all have something major to learn and grow from one another, which is so powerful. Rosalind will also be reciting some more poetry, so don't miss out on that. And one of the greatest things about this is we all connect with these emotions. We've all been here. We've gone through it. We understand. We feel it. And just when she was reading that poem, I felt situations and things that happened in my past when somebody has passed away and going through that process. And this is some powerful stuff. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspective. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies, without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save
money? Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about kidney failure and high blood pressure. Kidney failure and high blood pressure are due to artery disease in the kidneys, not caused by cholesterol, but by eating fried foods and processed meats and oils and glutens. Give up all those bad foods and take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Take our program, which we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That'll support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And people who have not urinated in 10 years are on dialysis 6 days a week. After 2 weeks, they start urinating again. They drop their dialysis down to 3 days a week. And then after 25 years of being on dialysis because they did not want to have a kidney transplant, they're totally off of dialysis. Their doctors are scratching their head. How can that be? Well, that's because 95-98% of the time when people have kidney issues, guess what? It's really an artery issue. And you'll be amazed. This also helps the arteries in the brain when you have vascular dementia, coronary artery disease, and also in your legs and other places.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Respect or that discipline for the elders. From my experience and from seeing and hearing and listening to people, you know, a lot of it is lost. And it seems that there's no caring, you know, for the loose languages and the loose way of you know, the personalities. There's no caring for these seniors. And I've had certain experiences, and that propelled me to write this particular poem, you know, focused on the book of the Epistle of James from the Bible, you know, because it was just so appalling, you know, the language and the behavior from a youth to me as a senior. You know, I can read the preface of this particular poem, you know, that really explains what, you know, how I transcended the material into this work. I said, I wrote this poem in meditation as a tool to enlighten one's heart around our seniors. The loss of respect hanging over the mouths of generations for seniors must be noted. And through some upliftment of the word, one might reflect on the self. This poem is written with an emphasis on one of my favorite books of the Bible, the Epistle of James. As I look towards Jehovah, the Lord of peace, I gather the inspiration the strength and wisdom to write this song. Because actually, the way I wrote it, this could as well be a song that could be used maybe in, you know, just about anywhere, you know. So there's another part I wrote too. I said, cracks in torrents of unintelligent lyrics from the youth to the senior, spiral moments of strife and belched stench of disrespect. I don't know you, so I don't have to respect you. Not because you are older than me, I have to respect you. Words that sit at the back of the tongue, taste of bad seed, saliva sip to the core, a bash of prejudices and families. Yet, carved to birth this message of inspiration, those written stains cannot be erased. May the Lord of creation dissolve the burden of unfavored disrespect. In other words, what I'm trying to relate here is that certain, you know, people on the whole, I mean, youth on the whole, or whoever, persons, they would have this behavior. And because they think that, they think it's okay to continue this type of behavior because of who they are, who their family is, or whatever it may be.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And we have so much to cover in our time that we have, Roswell. We have so much to cover. See, I think that's so powerful for everybody listening that, you know, that has been through that, has experienced that, or has, you know, I always look up to our elders because they do have something to teach us. And I think that's so powerful. So stay tuned. Don't change the channel. We have a lot of stuff to talk about and some of the stuff you're really going to connect with. And you don't want to miss the golden nuggets of wisdom here. Roswell's going to be here. So don't change it. We'll be right back. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
What does a cause need? It needs supporters. What else does a cause need? It needs a plan. But what else does a cause need? It needs action. It needs awareness. It needs a creative spark. Wouldn't it be great to find all these aspects in one place? Have you checked out Art for Your Cause? Art for Your Cause is the one place you can do all this, create and ignite the spark. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing connection.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Kremlin is doing what it can to blunt the effects of economic sanctions on Russia. Measures include interest rate hikes as high as 20% and forcing businesses to convert their profits to rubles. That made Russian President Vladimir Putin confident enough this week to proclaim that a, quote, blitzkrieg of sanctions from the West did not work. Despite that proclamation, Russia is enduring its worst bout of inflation in 20 years, and some companies in the country have been forced to shutter. Meanwhile, Russian forces attempted to storm a steel plant in Mariupol, part of the Kremlin's plan to try and crush the last bit of resistance in the southern port city. claiming that the plant is the last part that has not been captured. Officials claim Russia has fired at least 6 cruise missiles at another port city, Odessa, killing 5 people. Wall Street has slumped for another week, the Dow dropping nearly 2 points. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. If you've been listening or you're just now joining me here in the show today, we have Rosalind McLean. Rosalind is a Caribbean author of Dominica, and she has 2 best-selling books, the author of Oceans of Thought, Book 1 and Book 2. And right now we're going to segue into Book 2, and one of the biggest situations, one of the most challenging emotional situations that many of us go through or many of us have experienced because our parents went through it, is divorce and when a parent leaves and what the effect is on a child. And I know that many of you listening have probably gone through maybe divorce on your own, or maybe your parents got divorced. When I was growing up, my parents got divorced and I went through that process. And it was interesting because for me, it was a little emotionally overwhelming, but at the time I didn't realize the emotional feeling that I felt. I kind of sacked it away. And so, Rosalind, tell me more, because I know that you've written to this specific topic. Tell me more about your feelings about that, and what was the muse and the direction for the Riverbanks poem that's in your second book, Oceans of Thought.
Yes, I wrote this one out of visions. You know, it has been so dramatic, traumatizing for my daughter and I after the separation with my husband. And she was 6 years old, and how it affected her, you know, emotionally and, you know, and what she went through the whole 9 yards of the separation. And it played, you know, I just knew I had to do something. I had to write something. But I did not want to go direct because I did not want to have to embarrass her. So what I did, I went through the inspirational, you know, motivation and the inspirational calling, you know, through, and this is how I wrote this. Like it transcended, like the whole book transcended. I saw it in visions. I saw the cliffs in visions. I saw the whole, the lake. I saw everything. And I just knew it was for me to start writing. I described her as six insensibilities of life. That means she was 6 years old when everything unfolded. When he left, when her life just changed, you know, when, you know, and she went through all this turmoil and this drama. She was 6 years old. And I know a lot of people related to this particular poem. I wrote it in such a spiritual way that to connect, you read it and you connect spiritually to this work. You know? And, so that's how I wrote it. I described her. I channeled into the cosmos. I channeled into the universal energy. I channeled into the holy inspiration to direct this work, especially this work. It has had to be done that way. And this is how I did it. So if you'd like me to read a couple of the stanzas in it.
Yes, for sure, Rosalind. Yes, I'd love to hear some.
Okay. The riverbanks. On the riverbanks of divine intervention, radiant pools of dazzling waters, reflections of brilliant sunlight, mirrors of celestial blue skies, adorning cliffs of coral yellow, a yellow of cosmic sight, a scenery of immaculate perfection, a dream spread of far dimensions. On the riverbanks of divine intervention, dripping with fountains of love and sweet sensations, six incense villains of life, bubbling in the silvery waters, embracing in precious moments, floating over tranquil currents, six incense wheels of life, in gentle transparent imaginations, blowing kisses in the winds, cherishing simple childish moments, drifting in simple childish fantasies, holding truth to trust profound, afloat on divine intervention, six incense wheels of life, crafting healthy smiles and chatter, splashing in playful manner, drifting on the riverbanks of divine intervention. Gray shadows peep over the silvery waters, haze clouds suddenly appear, unforeseen crystal storms, unsuspecting passion winds, innocence emotions shatter, childlike expectations whip, childhood securities torn, shifting in the shadowed waters of awaiting expectations on the riverbanks of divine intervention. Amidst the tempests of divine interventions, six incense lilies of life, alarmed bundle of silk, lustrous white in the haze, weaved on stems of crochet. Six incense lilies of life, levitating in the air, meditating in perfect oneness, above turbulence of unnatural waves, soaked in rains of crystal droplets, through the woven passing storms, a testimony exhibited of atmospheric change, oversaturated with the ether of divine intervention. This is written in two parts, but I just read the first part. You know, it sort of covers the change in the atmosphere, the cosmic change that affects the child. You know, it's a cosmic change that penetrates through, you know, this separation and how it affects the children.
Yeah, because children don't really understand. It was interesting, you know, I work with adults and trying to work with children on a different level with a nonprofit soon here, but it's interesting because with adults, people say, well, my parents got divorced at age 6 or age 7, And I get it. There was this issue with mom and dad, but I said, but at age 6 and age 7, you did not know that the issue was between mom and dad. You did not realize the situation, or you did not realize what dad's issues were, or you didn't realize what mom's issues were. And so as a child, it's very black and white. Dad leaves or mom leaves, and it's because of us. And I said, so right now as an adult, you can process that now, but what was the impact of that as a child? Because I don't understand.
Exactly. As a child, you know, like the child believes that she is the result, she is of the separation, that she caused it. And, you know, no matter how much therapy you go through, that sticks in the child's mind. That's why I put it as on six instances of life, a blown bundle of sick. That's just right in the haze, because it becomes a haze. And all the fantasies and securities and everything that they wish for, they suddenly comes to a halt. No matter whether they see the parents or the visitation, no matter any of that, the house that they grew up in, that's destroyed. And this is basically, you know, what propelled me to write this piece here, you know. And it came to me in such visions that there's nothing to touch this one. I always say that because God doesn't make mistakes. And when he put this, he sent this message to me to put it down, there was nothing. When I read it for my daughter, she said, Mommy, because I told her I was going to write something on her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, she didn't want to be mentioned, but I'm not writing it like to call anybody's names or to say a child or no. I'm not doing it that way. I do my work, especially this piece, on the spiritual level. And I think on an inspirational level. And I think it caught on. I feel it caught on to everyone who has read it or who hasn't heard it. You know, it resonates with them. It caught on. Because there's a second part to this piece, you know, that it explains how the turbulences and how it shattered her. If there is time, I wouldn't mind just going through the second part. You know?
I think it would be a good idea. Let's go through it, because I feel like many of us have gone through this. Many of you listening are going through it right now. You went through it as a child, and we do have to heal these inner wounds. We do have to heal these core wounds that we have, and some of them go back to when our family split up because we didn't realize the impact it had on us because we felt like it had to do something with us. We were not good enough. We were not a good enough child. There was something wrong. So, Rosalind, if you don't mind, that would be great if you continue with that.
Okay, so I'll just continue. Okay. Welcome rays of sunshine, peeping through a white cloud, high above in four dimensions of magnificent celestial skies, six incense beams of life, survival of the mysterious storms, awakening bright from meditation, more breathtaking in perfection, more inspirational in creation, more mystical in scenic beauty. Six incense blooms of life. Survival of the mysterious storms. Slowly absorbing new abundance. Breathing sweet assorted perfumes. Embracing the miracle of life. Of the dawning cliffs of coral yellow. On the riverbanks of divine intervention. Blossoming in harmonious cluster. Six instant days of life, smoothly drifting over dazzling waters, rains of clear crystal droplets running off its gentle petals in the calmness of the wind. Six instant days of life, triumphant on a chord, pulsating music of pure chimes, strumming from flawless petals in the dance of melodious rhythms. Six instant days of life, sharing accolades of cosmic bliss, spreading kisses of new life, resplendent of nature's craft, victorious over the storms on the riverbanks of divine intervention. As one gazes at the open cosmos and its most majestic creation, one is drenched in appreciation of its most magnificent nature. the rhymes of creation, the rhymes of challenge, the rhymes of change, plentiful in nature, six instant lilies of life, meditating on the oneness, transcending through the grace, meditating through the space in gentle, transparent imaginations, over pools of dazzling waters, over pools of dazzling waters, on the riverbanks of divine intervention. Om Namah Shivaya. Yeah. So the second part of this poem, it just shows how she grew and how she expanded and how she became even better. You know, although she went through that turbulence in the first part, but then, you know, with nurturing and the cosmic energies, she was able to transcend that drowning. Because that's actually what it is. It's like a drowning when a child, you know, is put in that situation, and the parents separate for whatever causes, whatever reasons, and the child is drowning in that emotion. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I wrote it, and it brought so much light. It brought light to her as well. It brought light to me. It's like a healing. That was such a healing piece. That I call this particular piece a masterpiece. That's, I call it God's divine masterpiece, that particular poem. So all of them are his divine masterpieces. But this one, I guess, it's one of those that really penetrates, really pulsates. You know, it goes deep, and it goes deep for just about everybody, you know? So, yeah.
It really does, Rosalind. I think everybody has experienced this one way or another, and it's powerful, and it is a healing, and we have to heal through these things, and yes. That is one massive healing point that many people have to heal through. Some people haven't, and maybe this poetry will help them to heal. And to get to that point, because you're right, it's a lot of us, we hold that from childhood, and we live with that, and, you know, that becomes that core wound, and in order to get away from those core wounds and core beliefs, we have to expose that and try to heal through that process.
Exactly. That's correct. That's correct. So I'm really, really hoping that, you know, people continue to listen and to get the work, you know, to get the books and really heal from my work. So far, you know, people tell me that my work has changed their lives and the book changes lives for the positive, for the better. So I'm really, it's one of the you know, one of the callings that I have, that I will do something, some work to help others. So I'm really, you know, looking forward to these pieces being used, you know, as helping tools to others, for others.
Yeah. Powerful, powerful stuff. We have so much to cover, and it seems like so little time. But when we return, we're going to be talking about where you can find Rosalind, where you can also find the books. We haven't been able to cover, but there's some poetry, the silent bully, that expresses and talks about being bullied at the workplace, being bullied at school. A lot of us have experienced that, or our children have experienced that, or we've experienced that at work. The unexplained absences, the concepts of where you have family member or friends that you haven't heard from in a long time. You've reached out. You don't understand why they haven't gotten back to you. Why can't they communicate with me? And eventually, over time, things change. But it takes you to stick in there, to keep pushing, to keep trying to get their attention, to try to rekindle that relationship. So we have much more. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Curtis. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. If you've been listening, you know that I've been talking to Rosalind McLean. She's a best-selling author of two books, Oceans of Thought, Book 1, and Oceans of Thoughts, Book 2. Rosalind, I love both of these books, and I love the content as far as some of the stuff that we didn't get a chance to cover on The Silent Bully, talking about that right before the break, which is so interesting if anybody's dealt with bullying, whether it's in the school district or at your own work. Going through work processes is very important. Or, you know, not being able to communicate, you know, having somebody that you've had in your life for a very long time and you haven't been able to communicate with them, unresolved separations, and understanding that Rosalind speaks to that in her work. So knowing that there's so many different topics and so many different life experiences in these books, because they are a source of literature, social sciences, cultural affairs, as well as social studies, which are so powerful. Where can listeners find you, and where can listeners also find the two books?
Okay, thank you for asking, Ashley. I have a website, rosalindseverinmclean.com. I could spell it out, R-O-S-A-L-I-N-D, Severin, S-E-V-E-R-I-N, McLean, M-C-C-L-E-A-N.com. You know, you could find me on that website. I also have a Facebook account for Oceans of Thoughts, you know, so you could find me there too. You could message me from Oceans of Thoughts. I have Instagram as well, and I, you know, so yeah, you could find me on those platforms.
Yeah. Perfect. So you can find on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, Oceans of Thought, or Oceans of Thought, and Twitter, Oceans Thoughts 2. So, Rosalind, you know it's time at this point on the hot seat for the golden nugget. One golden nugget of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners from your perspective would be very powerful.
Yes, I would definitely like to share some of my inspiration with the listeners. The inspiration of honesty, inspiration of kindness. An inspiration of the wealth of knowledge, of the wisdom. I would definitely like to share that. People be mindful, mindful of their relationship, mindful of their respect, respecting one another. People who have patience and the patience of knowing and patience of longing, you know. So these are some of the things I like to share with the listening public, you know, how to relate to others. Another thing I am looking at is that I would like to invite the institutions and universities and schools, you know, to be able to invest in my work as a learning tool to the students and to professionals, because my work is helpful to all the readers, and I think it'll be a very good tool. I know it'll be a very good tool. It'll be used in the schools and in universities. As a matter of fact, too, I have presented my work to a couple universities and libraries, and I'm just waiting for the official acceptance. I presented it to the University of the West Indies in Dominica, presented the books to them, and I'm just waiting for further acceptance. So, yes, you know, I definitely would like to share that, you know, to share that with the listening public, you know.
Very valuable. And I love both of your books, Rosalind, and I do hope that they get into the school district for sure, because I think these can really help kids process emotions as well. And I definitely want to have you back on the show at some point. This has been such a great communication, such a great talk.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks so much. I would love to be back on your show. Look forward to that invitation, and definitely, yes, I will look forward to it.
You know? Very powerful. For everybody that's been listening to this interview today, I hope that you gained something from this, gained some knowledge, gained some emotional connection, because that's what this is all about. You know, whether you've gone through bullying, whether you've gone through a divorce and a parental disconnection, whether you've dealt with, you know, dealing with being a senior and having certain things happen to you, or wanting to express and be there and be helpful for folks of certain ages, and no matter who they are. And I think that this show is all about mindfulness. It's all about perspective. It's all about connecting with those life experiences. And Rosalind, thank you again for being on and being able to be able to speak to these types of things, because I think that many of us aren't able to put it into words how we truly feel, and that's what's so valuable. Again, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate your time. I really do, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Can't wait to see everybody next week. We'll have another live show. Don't miss it. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know what's up. I'll be back this time next week in 3 shakes.
It is something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers. How about the world of whiskey? Jeff Borker here from the Classic Dram, and we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first, but with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group, and we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com, or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.